In a wooden bucket or?
No, this is tin bucket.
Tin bucket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
we used to have a cedar kiln.
Did you?
Yes.
Last a long time.
Huh? Yes, sir. That's a long time ago.
What did you have in the kitchen to keep for scraps that you might take to the hogs?
Garbage can.
Garbage can. Mm-hmm. When you got electricity, what did they used to call the things you'd screw in like that up there?
Light bulbs.
Light bulbs?
Yes.
All the way back.
Yes.
You used to call them the same thing.
Same thing, as far as I can remember back.
Uh-huh.
They call them bulbs.
Uh-huh. And what you put flowers in, go out the garden and cut some flowers and bring them in, what would you do with them?
Put them in a vase.
Uh-huh. And if you kept flowers over the winter, what would they be in?
Well, they'd be in, shucks, I can't think now. What to put them in? These little pots, these little, I forget what you call this, the little pots, you know, about like that. They're bigger, they're only how large a flower was.
Mm-hmm.
We put them in these little pots.
Uh-huh. And in the kitchen, what did you use to, somebody once wanted some fried eggs, how would you fix them? What would you use in the kitchen?
Say if I wanted to fry eggs.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, if I wanted to, I'd use a skillet.
Did you?
And?
When you were a girl, do you remember having a skillet with
oven.
Legs? Well, yeah. That was an oven.
Yes, sir.
I see. And that'd be in the fireplace.
That's right. Put seat them asses back and everything and set that oven down there and put your biscuit in there and put that lid on and cook the best biscuits you ever put in your mouth.
Is that right? Do you ever happen to remember you putting cake right in the ashes and covering
ash cake.
Is that right?
That's what the
Somebody told me they were used to be awful good.
Yes, they were. They are good.
Yes,
sir.
Uh-huh. And how about, what would you boil water in?
Pot.
On the stove?
Yes, sir.
What would you boil water in out there for the wash house?
Wash kettle.
Oh, I see. And that would be pretty big.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But the pot would just be small.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And that real fine, expensive stuff for dishes, I imagine you had some here. Dishes that would be real fine, you could almost see through them.
China, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
And different things that you'd use at the table, what would you call your knives in the old days?
What would I call what?
A knife and a fork.
Yes, that's what we call them, knives and forks.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
You ever?
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. And spoons, what kind of spoons would you have?
Well, we'd use a teaspoon, we'd use a tablespoon, and a cook spoon. A cook spoon with a handle would be about that long, and a tablespoon would be about like that, and a teaspoon about like that.
Uh-huh. And if you had, how would you cut meat? What would you use to?
Butcher knife.
Butcher. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the thing that's in the kitchen that you can turn, shut the water off.
Faucet.
Uh-huh. You remember using barrels, going to the store and having a big barrel of molasses? I wonder what they called that thing that was on the barrel that you
Let me see, wait a minute, I don't know what you're talking about. They call that a faucet.
Is that a faucet too?
Yes, sir, that's a faucet.
Uh-huh.